Man, oh man, what a week in music it has been. Let's get into it. This is What's Shaking with Lakin. Come on in, get settled, and enjoy the show. All right, here we are, another weekend. Welcome to What's Shaking with Lakin. I am Lakin Love. Hope you all are doing well, having a great week so far. We are in the middle of the week by the time you listen to this show, and hope you had a great week last week. Last week was pretty busy for me. I was in the throes of weddings. I was in the throes of galas, photo shoot. It was a lot happening last week, and your girl is tired. I should say I'm a little more rested after yesterday's day off, but yeah, it was a day. And what do you do when you get to rest up? You day drink. And that's exactly what I did yesterday. We went out to Common on Broughton here in Savannah, Georgia. And on Mondays, they have Pancake Mondays. And their battered pancakes have rosé in it. And you get pink pancakes. It was pretty awesome. I had the strawberry shortcake rosé pancakes with a bottomless mimosa of, I think it was Ruby Red grapefruit. But anyways, Monday fun day it's a thing. It's a vibe because everybody's back at work and you're off, and your friends who are off on Mondays can go out and get drunk, drink from 11 to 3. It was a good time had by all. But I'm not here to talk about rosé pancakes all day. I am here to talk about some music. All right, so last week, the creative minds of Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak released An Evening with Silk Sonic. Now, this album has been anticipated since the drop of Leave the Door Open earlier this year, and I couldn't have been more excited to wake up on Friday morning to realize that the album had finally dropped. I tried to wait as long as I could to listen to it because I had about an hour and a half drive to St. Simon's to a wedding to play. And I couldn't wait. As soon as I got into the shower, I pressed play. And it was awesome. I mean, you hear Bootsy Collins, guest appearances by Thundercat. It was just funky. Now, I will say one of my favorite tunes on the album is After Last Night with Thundercat. It is everything. I miss male groups. Real singers. I really missed that. And they served as justice. I mean, it was just awesome. Now, a lot of people, you know, feel their way about Bruno because they feel he is not of the Black descent to do R&B. But I mean, whatever. It's good music. I mean, you got Michael McDonald. You have all these other people that have contributed to R&B as a nod to some of their favorite artists. And I just think it's great. Even Babyface collaborated on this album. He co-wrote Put On a Smile. I read a lot of reviews and they really trashed the album. But when they were interviewed about Silk Sonic, they were like, oh, it was just put together as a joke. So it's kind of a satire. It's a nod to 70s funk, which I am here for, and I will say I bought the gold box off their website, and that should be here probably any day now. I thought it was going to come before the album dropped, but, you know, we're taking our time in this pandemonium to get our packages these days, and I got a gold box that has a Silk Sonic t-shirt, CD, and cassette tape. I have a CD player in my car. I do not have a cassette tape player anywhere in my life, but it's okay. It's gonna be a collector's item and I am here for it. And we're gonna live up to that, and I can't wait to see them both in concert one day if they do decide to have a concert, and I hope they do many more collaborative projects together. But yeah, check out Silk Sonic. You'll love it. It's light 70s funk. I know it's not the acid dripping hardcore 70s funk of Parliament that you're expecting, but it's something to give these little kids, you know, who don't know much about funk, the time to listen to. And it's Bruno's amazing. I saw him in Vegas a few months ago, and let me tell you, I did not sit down the entire concert, and I highly encourage anybody who loves a fun entertaining show to go see Bruno Mars. I believe his residency at in Vegas is wrapping up soon. And also a downside to seeing him in Vegas at MGM Park is that they take your cell phones. I have no footage, to my recollection, of the show because we had to put our phones in these magnetic cases and keep them until the end of the show and they demagnetized them. Bummer, but just the rules of MGM Park, you know? And I hope to see Anderson .Paak in concert too. I haven't seen him yet because of the pandemic. We haven't been able to do those things. And we're slowly being able to do that again. And I can't wait to see this tour once again. I have nothing but great things to say about this album. And hopefully it'll be a combination of both their respective past albums into one big tour since this album is only 30 minutes. What a tease. So moving on, the next album I listened to last week that was released was Alan Stone's Apart. If you haven't heard of Alan Stone, stop what you're doing and go listen to him now. He is amazing. He is this real skinny little white guy with blondish red curls. He just looks like he works on computers. That's the only, he's very geeky looking, but he's hilarious. And he has the soul of a 60-year-old black man. I found out about him through Spotify a few years ago. You know how Spotify creates a playlist for you according to the music you like. So I found a lot of artists that I like through that. And Alan Stone has just blown my mind. I watch everything live with him. I watch all his videos. It is nothing but great, great music. Now, this album Apart, it is a recollection of his greatest hits done acoustically, though. A lot of them are slowed down. He has guest appearance such as Alicia Cara in the song Bed I Made. He has a live video of him singing Is This Love by Bob Marley, but he actually put that song on record in this new album, and it's so beautiful. Brown Eyed Lover, Give You Blue. If you know me or you see my social media stuff, you know Give You Blue is like one of my favorite songs. And I like the studio album, the album version in the previous album, but the stripped down acoustic version is so beautiful. And I always recommend that song for a first dance because some of y'all pick out the most weirdest first dance songs, and I feel this would do it justice. When I first heard Alan Stone, I said, this dude had to grow up Pentecostal. There's no way. And then it turns out he did grow up in a church. His father was a pastor, and he grew up singing. And one of his biggest influences was Stevie Wonder. Of course, Stevie Wonder is everybody's influence. He's my influence. And one of his... The album that set it off for Alan Stone was Stevie Wonder's Inner Vision, which if you listen to a lot of artists, when they refer to Stevie Wonder, they always refer to the Inner Visions album, which has Living for the City, Don't You Worry About a Thing, Higher Ground, All is Love, All in Love is Fair. This Inner Vision is beautiful. Beautifully done. Any album Stevie Wonder has done. Another one of my personal favorites is from a movie soundtrack, Woman in Red, with a 1980s film with Gene, the guy from Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. Gene Wilder, that's his name. Gene Wilder. That was an awesome album. There's a song, Moments Aren't Moments, that has Dionne Warwick in it. It is a beautiful song. But anyways, I'm not here to talk about my love for Stevie Wonder. I'm talking about Alan Stone's love for Stevie Wonder. And this album has inspired a lot of artists, such as Snow Allegra and her song, I Want You Around. We can get away. Palm trees, beach feels ordinary day. All I want to hear is in a vision somewhere play. Sit right next to you. Oh my God, that song. Side note, I'm going to see Snow Allegra next year in Atlanta, and I cannot wait. I got my tickets. Spotify presale. Shouts out to Spotify for the presale. Come through. But Alan Stone's from Washington, back to where I was going with this. And he grew up and went to school with Stacey Arrico, which if most of you who are anywhere between 30, 1933 to 1937-ish, I should say. She was really big in the 2000s. First, she started off in the CCM, which is contemporary Christian music. And then she crossed over into pop music. And she did There's Gotta Be More to Life, Stuck. Truthfully, those are the only two songs I know by her. But she has killer chops. And she didn't want to live that pop fast life and party and do drugs. She's very family oriented. And she went and did missions in Africa. And somewhere in between there and coming back, she met her husband, Isaiah Johnson, who is a also a singer and an actor that has done some lab work with Hamilton and various on and off Broadway productions. And they got married. And another small world fact, they live right here in Savannah, Georgia. I saw some friends of mine doing a show, a Johnny Mercer tribute. And I saw the name and I was like, shut up. Is she just coming down for this? And I found out she lived here. But that's just amazing how small the world is and how everybody's moving to Savannah. But I'm off my soapbox now. Listen to Alan Stone's Unaware. I mean, Apart. I'm giving all the songs from his albums away. But Apart, and just let your soul breathe. You will definitely enjoy it. Now, I can't talk much about this next album because I want to dive into it next week, but I just want to say Adele's album comes out this Friday, and I, as a big fan, have already ordered my box set with my t-shirt and my CD, and I think it comes with a portrait. It doesn't matter. And I also hear she has a great, her concert the other night. I have not watched it yet. I'm going to watch it soon, I promise. It was amazing. One of my friends has already watched it 3 times. So I'm going to catch that. But be sure you check out Adele's album this coming Friday and let me know what you think. I don't think I'll get to listen to it this Friday. I kind of have a full day, but we'll get to it sometime that weekend. So those are my favorite albums that I wanted to talk about that I have been waiting for so long to finally listen to and share with you all, because music is universal. Music is life. Music is everything. You know, if only one thread connects us all, it is with music. And it was just important for me to share that all with you. Hopefully you all enjoyed it. But I also want to thank those friends who listen every week to the show. And I always ask for sound advice after it airs, and I get some great feedback, and I thank you so much for that. So keep it coming. And I want to experiment with some different segments, such as weddings. I do a lot of weddings, and it is quite hilarious, the demands and the expectations that I get from some clients. So let's dive in. Let's see what weddings I can find. Talk about Disney weddings and why I hate them so much. It's not that I hate the Disney theme, it's that I hate the expectations of the client. I have done 1, 2, 3 specific Disney weddings, and they all were terrible. Now, I did have one go viral. They had a special speech that ended up on the news, and somebody said, "Hey, Lincoln, I saw you on TV on the news from a viral video." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And I was in the background, you know, administering the music. I really sound like an executive assistant when I say that, but I was controlling the volume of the music and laughing from the stage as the father of the bride gave his speech. This particular wedding, they told the producer of the wedding that I let my phone ring during their first dance. The phone didn't ring. It's just my button on the iPad clicked too many times. And it, you know how it activates Siri. That's what happened. And it was my mistake. I do take fault for it. But after that, I went the next following Monday and I bought my MacBook. No problems anymore. But it was very interesting. The bride was a... what is she? She worked for Disney and he worked for Pixar. They met at SCAD. It was a big to-do. They wanted to get married in Savannah from the place they met. It was really cute. We thought everything went off without a hitch, you know, besides the small minor hiccups. And they just wrote a nasty review about us. And I was like, okay, cool. So this is, we quickly resolved the problem for the next weddings to be ready. But still, you know, I should have known when I realized it was a vegan wedding. Nothing against vegans, but vegan people can be a little irritable. So that's one of my first Disney weddings. And another wedding I did that was Disney themed, it was a big production. I was in St. Augustine at Flagler College. They had all of these expectations. Once again, they had the videographer mastering and mixing the video throughout the day to be playing at the reception of how their day started. They were a cute, odd couple, but it wasn't even the bride and groom who were the difficult ones. It was the mother and father of the bride. They had this huge octagonal room, a dome with different wings, and they didn't hire production to have delayed speakers. Like, we're the wedding band. Our job is to provide sound for the room in a sense, but more towards the dance floor. That's what we're here to be, the party band, to get people on the dance floor. You get what I'm saying? See where I'm going with this? So it started off, they had us and a Zaffa band, which is an Iranian drum band. And they have the big drums. Do they play flute? They play some wind instrument. And it's a lot of fun because people are dancing in a ring and they're waving their napkins. It's really fun. It was a lot of fun. They were supposed to play 30, then we played 30. But so much expectation was expected, and the reality of it all, it just wasn't physically possible, that the mother of the bride didn't want to talk to us. And every time I think about what she had on for her daughter's wedding, it makes me giggle because she literally looked like one of the stepsisters from Cinderella. She had the ringlets and this big blue hoop dress. She was just an evil person. To the point that she didn't want us to perform at all. And the bride insisted. She was like, they're going to perform. And that whole night, we played 30 minutes, which is fine. I mean, I got fully paid. And I sang like one or two songs with the other singers. And I had an Airbnb. I was visiting St. Augustine. It was a great time. I'm not complaining. But once again, Disney weddings. Now, my third Disney wedding... I think they were one of the most anal clients I've ever dealt with. So I didn't run sound on this. One of my fellow musicians did. And they had a whole production of their wedding day. And they had the special dance to Beauty and the Beast. First, they picked the Ariana Grande and John Legend version. Ugh. But whatever. So, and another one was their dinner song, Be Our Guest, when dinner was seated. And they also did a surprise song with a special dance that she coerced the groom to do because he couldn't dance, he couldn't sing, but they danced to it. It was a whole new world, whole Disney thing. They were from Florida. She was the only girl. Her brother spoiled her. So she had this huge wedding. It was so OCD that the mother bought these flowers, didn't like the color, and picked the bloom off each flower. And there was hundreds of people there to replace the color with another color. And they also had live karaoke of songs we had to learn that their family came up and sang to. It was just, it was insane. Once again, one of those weddings, you're like, oh, this was a great wedding. Come Monday morning, they're like, well, what happened at the wedding? They complained about this. They complained about that. And this happened and that happened. It was just, you had too much expectation over the reality of all things. So I am slightly scarred from Disney weddings. I love them. I love Disney. But Disney weddings, they're just, whew, a lot. It's a whole lot, a lot of.
Let's get into the tales of crazy dates. Now, this will be a feature on the show every week. Whether you send one in, I find one on Reddit. I just want to share some wild stories about dating. I
really don't have that much. I have a few to share. I'll share down the line. I have to really think about some. But we are in a shit show of dating life. I don't know what has changed between my 20s and 30s. It has not gotten better. You would think men get more refined with age, but show me where. Now, if you have a crazy dating story to share, please email me, whatshakingwithlakin@gmail.com. I would love to read it. I believe in keeping your stories strictly anonymous unless you state your name. I mean, unless you give me your name, I should say, to share, which I don't want to do. But my first story that I'm sharing, she did give me permission to point out her blog and her pen name, which is Southern Georgia Bunny. And you can find her at southerngeorgiabunny.com. And she has a whole amount of tales about tale. So let's get into it. Her blog post is called, I Liked You Better Before You Spoke. I haven't written about this particular website in a while because most of the men seem to be, in a word, problematic. It's like all of the crazy congregants on this website. The site I speak of is the one and only Tinder. Who? Tell me about a girl. Description of current Tinder guy. Nickname is Clingy. 6 foot. Slender. Straggly. Looks like that poor deer should eat an extra burger or two. Preppy. Divorced. One child. Contractor. And makes his own beer and wine. That was a definite plus. This is our second date. He has asked me over to his place for dinner. A man that can cook and make booze. I found the winning lotto ticket on Tinder. He is standing outside waiting for me when I arrive. If I had dog ears and a little tail and put those on him, he would have been a proverbial little puppy. Happy to see you, Mama, when she got home. Not the sort of greeting I was hoping for. He hugged me so tight, my ribs hurt. Then he proceeded to kiss the top of my head. This is not a good sign. It's never a good sign. I haven't even walked into his domicile yet. We are inside his home. He opens up a red. I give him bunny points for the red, just not my favorite. He got fake cheese for me, and the meal he made was gluten-free. I've got to give him credit for that, too. I watched him while he was cooking. This is when he starts the barrage of questions. What are your future plans for a relationship? Do you think you're afraid of commitment due to your age? What are your thoughts on kids? Inner monologue moment. When I see children, let me first say that I do not dislike them. They're lovely. But do I really want to deal with them currently? The answer is no. My furry baby is the one and only baby I want at the moment. I hear that. Maybe if I was in a committed relationship, I would consider them. Hold on. Wait a minute. Why am I contemplating this? His unnecessary question? Who asks these hardcore questions on a second date? I mean, I haven't finished the bad bottle of wine yet. He could at least have the decency to wait until I'm tipsy and fed. During dinner, he puts on some smooth jazz and tells me about his trip to South America. Clingy then segues to the wild night he had with the two women that he picked up recently. Not exactly conversation for someone that you're asking questions like, how about kids too? I see why he's currently single. The ladies don't flock toward whiplash like this. He asked me if I like ice cream. Hello, I'm a female. Yes, I like ice cream. Come on, who doesn't like ice cream? If someone reading this doesn't like ice cream, I feel so sorry for you. You, my friend, are missing out on one of life's simple pleasures. Maybe give it another go. You'll thank me. Sorry I sidetracked. Back to Clingy. I inform you that, yes, I love ice cream. He even has my favorite dairy-free vanilla. This ice cream just might help him save this date. To all of my male readers, say it. Just say yes to ice cream. Well, ice cream, shoes, and diamonds. Yes, yes, yes. He brings me my bowl of ice cream. I'm so excited. Then I look in the bowl. He's got less than a quarter of a cup of ice cream in a big, deep bowl. Inner monologue moment. What the fuck? Where's my fucking ice cream? Where? He obviously doesn't know how to use an ice cream scoop. I felt like telling him it's the tool in most kitchens that actually scoops ice cream. Do not give guests fucking slithers of ice cream. Maybe he's on a diet. So he thought that I was too. Fuck that. Bitch, give me my fucking ice cream. As I'm looking in my almost ice creamless bowl, I see frozen blueberries. Great. I guess he wants me to crack my teeth. I also see slimy looking grapes. But I decide to be a good sport and try everything. I eat a grape. First bite. Crack. There are seeds in these fucking grapes. That Clingy dumbass should have warned me. It's bad enough that I almost cracked my dental work on slimy grapes, but there's also no real ice cream in my bowl to console my ice cream hopes and dreams. We move to the sofa. I'm hugging a pillow. He keeps giving me strange looks. Then Clinky says he's jealous because the pillow is getting more action than he is. Clinky says right after that that he is going to have to guard his heart because he knows that I'm going to break his. Oh my God. You should have just packed up and left then. Inner monologue moment. I'll tell you what a broken heart is. It's no fucking ice cream in your ice cream bowl. That's true heartbreak, my not wonderful Clingy friend. He then tells me a story while he's guarding his stingy ice cream deprived heart that the women in his office always look down at his pants when he enters. Oh my God, really? Okay. Clingy then informs me that his pants were clinging to his junk, so he thought that meant his junk was more impressive than all others. My, okay, brag much? I, of course, picked up on what he was hinting, but that wasn't tempting me. Most people I've found that brag about how good they are in bed generally aren't all that fantastic. Facts. So all I'm hearing is wonk, wonk. He says, why don't we get some fresh air? We walk outside. I sit down. He pulls out a pack of cigarettes. I was under the impression that he had quit. So much for that. He asks more questions. Have you ever been married? Answer, no. Have you ever been in a committed relationship for more than a year? Answer, yes. His coup de grace. Has anyone ever wanted to marry you? Inner monologue moment. That's fucking motherfucker. He has the audacity to ask me that. I answered his rude question with yes. I have informed him that it's not something I'm currently comfortable talking to him about. Instead of sitting in his chair, he goes in for what I think is a hug. I jerk back automatically. He gets down on both knees and lays his head in my lap. He asks to hold my hands. Get out of there, girl. Here I am on a darkened porch with the equivalent of a man-child curled in my lap like a kitten. All I can think of is, if I wanted to play with a kitten, I could have played with my own at home. I also wouldn't have had to endure the bad wine. Clingy asks, what am I doing later tonight? If I don't have plans, I am welcome to drunk dial him. He'll come and pick me up or cuddle with me. At this point, I don't want to give him any encouragement. I tell him I've got an early morning tomorrow for work and furry baby needs dog food. Teddy has got to eat. If you have been following me on Twitter, you know that I've been posting about an annoying individual. Clingy is that individual. And she provides the link. I'm going to put a link to this post in the description. After much thought and consideration, I finally came up with a succinct begone message. Then sage the room, sprinkle holy water, sit in a sweat lodge, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I just need to get rid of him. He replies with an essay. In the essay, he explains that he has a girlfriend whom he is very interested in. Hold on, back up. Didn't we just have dinner where you said you wanted to spend more time with me, but you have a girlfriend? Confused much? Mixed signals, yes. I'll spare y'all the entire essay, but it was a hoot to say the least. My final advice, beware of Tinder. See? And this was from, I think Bunny wrote this in 2017. Oh man, girls, we are, oof, that I don't even have the words to say. But be careful out there in Tinderland and Facebook dating land and all the other lands of online dating that fall in between. Thank you, Southern Georgia Bunny, for your submission.
So I found a crazy one that someone posted on Reddit. Now, with Reddit, you never know if these things are true, mildly altered, or whatever in between. But this person says, the following are all things I found on the first and only date. Each individual one of these things was a massive red flag in and of themselves. Number one, he mentioned that he had done a breaking and entering to somebody's house to find stuff to sell to buy alcohol. Number two, he seems to be an alcoholic. Number three, he told me he robbed a liquor store. Number four, he says he has anger management issues. Number five, he is convinced that horror movies are accurate depictions of real events. Number six, he claims that the moon is his guide. Number seven, I asked him what the fuck that meant, and the explanation was messed up enough to merit being fucked up thing number seven. Number eight, he stole somebody's wallet after sleeping with them. Number nine, the aforementioned individual is number eight, was his crack dealer. This is the inference I made.
Number 10, he went to a mental institution when he was 15. Number 11, he has a history of hardcore drug use, although that kind of is a given considering everything else. Number 12, when a police car passes on the road, he freaked the fuck out. Number 13, there is probably a warrant out for his arrest. Number 14, he threw somebody down a flight of stairs because they slapped him. At the end, it says, I wish I was making this up. And she found out, she or he, whoever, found out 14 flags on the first date. It's hard out here, y'all. We got to stick together.
But we really do have to be careful out there. Usually there are very telltale signs about a dude if you want to proceed in going on a date with him. If they act really crazy or perverted before you even meet, or sex is the first subject they want to talk about, just politely block. I've had a guy I've talked to on Facebook dating that was like, hey, we had cool conversation. You know, I never meet anyone online. I kind of just let it fizzle out because I don't have time, number one. But he was just like, oh, what are you doing today? And I was like, oh, well, you know, I think I was at work. I said, yeah, I'm working today. He's like, oh, well, I'm off. I have my kid today. Like, he has a baby. So, you know, those ties aren't that cut with his baby mama. And he's like, yeah, I just wanted to see if you want to come over and, you know, do my laundry and clean my house. Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry. I know I sound like an asshole when I said this. I was like, I paid to get my house clean. He's like, oh, well, you're rich. No, I'm not rich. I just budget my money consciously. And I have a housekeeper come every 2 weeks. So that tells you now, I'm not coming to clean your house or fold your clothes. Sorry, I'm not the one. I don't know where they get off saying things like this. I wonder how, guys, where are you? Chime in. Like, what do women say to you online? I know that can get real thirsty out there. I know some people. or the guys that call you baby first. I just, you know, and it's, oh, geez, it's just terrible out there. But as we get through the weeks, I can't wait to share more crazy dating scenarios with you all. So I hope you enjoy the show. It's short and sweet, not too long. And I'm also recording it at, what time is it? 2:28 in the morning, trying to get it edited to be ready to jump in the morning on Wednesday, November 17th. So I have to take my ass to bed because I have training in the morning at the gym. And I hope you all have a great week. Listen to Adele, listen to Silk Sonic, listen to Alan Stone, all those great things. And until then, be safe, stay well, stay in love, stay hydrated, and everything that falls in between. Love you all, and I'll see you soon. You've been listening to What's Shaking with Lakin. If you haven't already, please, 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 please give us a quick review and rating on iTunes. And don't forget, you can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We will see you next week, same time, same place. Bye, y'all.